JC.
Good morning. Zero TR, we're just heading to the Trace Compactor, which is not very far ahead, so I'll have to drop out in a little bit. How you doing?
Pretty good. Got a little sniffle this morning. I don't know what we were in Malden yesterday till about 6 or so, so I didn't get on the radio any yesterday at all, I don't think. Well, I might have, but I don't think I did. We're not having to go today, so I don't think we got to run out. I think we went to the dump on Saturday. We're going to have to go down there maybe today or tomorrow. But it's going to be a pretty nice day today. A little bit warmer. I don't know how long this is going to last, though, without any rain.
We got a little. Last night we got a quarter inch. But, Jerry, I think Thursday or Friday, I was talking about a little bit. But I don't know if I heard you yet yesterday or not. I did call for you twice, I think, but I don't remember the times now. The only thing we got going today is get rid of this trash here in about another block, and then I got a foot doctor appointment this afternoon. I better let you go. I'm pulling in here to the compactor, and I'll be back in just as soon as these two trucks clear out in front of me, I guess. They got the backhoe over there compacting the trash, and I got one truck ahead, and he's getting ready to pull in. In for DJC and 0TR.
Man, just give me a shout in a few minutes. In for DJC, clear for now.
DJC and 0TR.
Thank you very long.
Actually, Bernice went over and throwed some cardboard and plastic in the recycle, Jerry. It's really a wonderful thing. It's just 2 miles here and 2 miles back. Oh, what a gorgeous day it is out there, though.
Center is about the same thing. It's maybe 2 miles from the house. I'm not going to pay. As long as I can drive, I'm not going to pay for garbage pickup. And I can go when I want to. They're open. Yeah, they close on holidays, but they're open to 6 every day here. It's pretty high volume deal. It's easy to get in and out of, and it's kind of off the main highway, so it's not a... We can get a back way to it. Don't have to get on any major highways to get to it, so it works out really well for us. And it's a big one. It's probably been there maybe 10 years now, but it's real handy. And, you know, they don't take stuff like brush and that sort of thing. You have to get the main one down around the store, and I don't generally do that anymore. I don't have any brush to deal with anymore anyway. But I got notifications, so I'll be looking forward to getting confused, getting this set up maybe later this week or first of next week. It's called a MobiLink. It's a little portable deal that you hook up to a handheld or to a 2 meter rig. And so it's not a full. I mean, it's got a full TNC. You can probably do packet with it, but it does APRS and several other things to WinLink. But it's a little thing. So you can actually strap it to the back of the radio handheld. It's so small. It's a battery-operated deal, and it operates on Bluetooth, so you can hook it up to, you can operate it by, rather than going through the radio or anything, you can hook it up to your, like an iPhone or an iPad or even an Android tablet or something like that and do the messaging and so forth from that rather than trying to fiddle around with a radio like the ones that have the APRS built into them or they're kind of clunky to, you know, send messages and that sort of thing. We definitely can't do it otherwise, but it's supposed to be a pretty handy little deal. I'm going to give it a try anyway. I'm going to hook it up to an expensive Yaesu handheld and deal band Yaesu mobile I bought back in December, I think, from HRA. They had on sale for $199. I think that's around 260 or so. It's got a data port in the back of this one, which is unusual for a radio that price range. So I can just get the cable and then hook it up to the cable and have set it up and have put back it on this, you know, high power rig too if I wanted to.
Like, it's versatile, that's for sure. Oh, goodness, I can't imagine the number of houses up here, Jerry. It's just unbelievable. And just like right then, there was a car just almost pulled out in front of me, not quite. The traffic up here has grown exponentially in the last few years, and the highway's just the same as it's always been. But yeah, we like going to that compactor up there. They take brush and they take appliances and stuff, and even electronics they used to take. I don't know if they still do that. They don't do that now. There was a trailer there. Is there? Okay. And you could put TVs and stuff like that in it, computers and whatnot. But back in Kansas, it was $20 for a truckload, and if you had a little trailer behind you, it was another $20. And one day a week, you could go up to the dump yourself, which was about 20 miles, and out through a muddy field, and they'd charge you $40 otherwise. But if you went up there and went through the mud and waited in line for a half hour or so, well, I guess you could save some money. But down here, man, it's nice, and it's not so much the money. It's just handy for us to be able to just back out in 5 minutes, be there. Well, my fescue's going good, Jerry. We're pulling in the yard here. I need to mow grass out back. Can you believe that in February?
Believe me, mine's going to need it too. I didn't get my pre-emergent out. The guy never did come by. I called the guy who's supposed to contact him yesterday. So he's going to see if he can get in touch with him and give me a price on it. But I'm almost too late for it, but I need to get it bad. But yeah, mine's going to need it too, but I hadn't had any fertilizer or anything like that put down on it yet. Well, I'll let you go, Tom. Good talking to you, and I'll catch you and Bernice later on in the day today, hopefully. Have a good day, and be careful out there if you have to go out again. I know you got to go see about your foot. Hopefully that gets you get some relief from that. It's your TRN4 DJC Clear.
And thanks, Jerry. They're going to do another cast of it today, I think. And oh, maybe after a couple of years, they'll finally get it right. The doctor down at Anderson's done the best by far. This appointment's up here, thankfully. I don't have to drive down there. I wish I hadn't rained last night. I was going to walk out in the field there a little bit and fool around and check the antennas and whatnot. Everything's working so far, and I can't gripe about that. The daughter from Michigan's flying in tonight, and we've got to pick her up at 11:20, I think, tonight. So last night I had a rough night of sleep. I couldn't get to sleep. But like a fool, I ate a big piece of French apple pie just about 10 o'clock last night that Bernice had made. Oh, my, that stuff's delicious. And then I had a bowl of Jell-O with bananas in it at the same time. Because we'd been down to the other daughter's here and got home late. Tom got showered and fooled around and got downstairs. I did work one or two stations last night, and that was about it. One, I think, down in Dominica, just for the fun of it. I want to work something before I shut it off. Anyways, take care, Jerry. 73, have a nice day. Enjoyed it. In 4DJC and 0GR Clip.